Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach, things are starting to open up in the post-pandemic era.
Yes, I've seen, but I also seen how they flip in the vaccination, like Disneyland, movie tickets, millionaire sweepstakes to get vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. Even college tuition has been in Ohio. They use that as a resource to make people get vaccinated. It's a lottery, right? You know, you have to put your name in the hat.
But yes,
then there's also cash prizes. There's a number of incentives that they're using to try to get the vaccination numbers up, because that is the key.
Pay your rent. I've seen some of those.
Yeah.
You know, that's memoriams are going to end for the rent. So they bring it up in the vaccination. Like, if your rent paid, this can happen. So it's like, wow. We'll pay your rent for you, too.
Yeah.
Or your mortgage payment. If you get a vaccination, we'll put you in the sweepstakes.
Yeah, because, you know, there are still pockets of this virus that are spreading. Okay. And still the variants are there. And, you know, we watch basketball games, right?
Yes, sir.
And baseball games, and for the most part, these stadiums are pretty much full. And if you look at the number of people in that stadium, you can't tell me that they all have been vaccinated.
No, what I'm tripping about is, like, you go to Dallas, 18,000 fans
screaming. Okay, and that's one of the major factors as far as spreading the virus, is when you, you know, scream or sing or yell. People around you are subject to that vapor that's coming out of your mouth. So I'm still nervous, man.
Yeah, I am too. But I do want to do something. No doubt. I got my passport ready. I'm sending off my wife's passport, so it might not be back till, you know how that goes.
That's a long process.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. But like, I'm ready to do something. I'm like, man, I've been through a lot. I'm ready. I know how the country feels, too.
Yeah, and the last economic data that came out basically says that people are spending money on travel now more so than consumer goods, right? It's this pent-up demand that people didn't travel last year, but now they're traveling this year. And, so, you know, in the beginning, there was some home improvements and things of that nature. But right now, people are spending money on travel. And that's one of the issues you got when you travel is, can you get a rental car?
Yeah. Can you, right? Or can you get a new car these days?
Because, well, even a new car. Yeah. Even new car sales were down.
Yeah.
The demand is there, but the supply is gone. And that's been an issue with the pandemic, is the supply chain.
Yes, right. Because of the products and the chips and the commodities that's used to make the build the car. It's going to probably be a lot more expensive to build a brand new car.
Supply and demand. Demand is high. Supply is low, and even for used cars, they raised the prices of them.
Yes, they did.
So it's a simple economic equation.
I was at the dealership the other day. It was like, hey, Chance, you want to trade this in? We'll give you this for this. They're trying to get you in with all type of sweepstakes and things like that just to come in and trade your used car in, because your used car is worth more money now.
It's worth more money now, man. And they're willing to pay. The dealership will pay the premium because they know that they got buyers out there that will pay that additional amount of money. I had called, said, well, I'm going to probably try to go to Atlanta next month. I'm going to just check out a rental car. It won $180 a day for a rental car, if you can get it.
I'll drive my own car for that then.
Okay. Normally when you travel, the average price of a rental car was probably like 40, 50 bucks a day, right? But again, there's so many people that are traveling. This is just put in, and plus, again, it's a supply and demand. So they sold off their fleets, and now everybody wants rental cars. So what you do? You raise the price.
Yep.
Go to the highest bidder. But I'm like you. For that price, you know, if you went on a 5-day vacation, that's about a grand almost, man, to rent a car for five days, a grand.
That's the money you're supposed to have fun with.
Right. That's your mad money. You're giving it to the rental car company. And then, you know, to drive in Atlanta's crazy anyway.
Yep. Man, look, speaking of mad, the NBA basketball is getting to that point. You got the Clippers that just came down from an 0-2 deficit.
Yeah.
It's like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George has woken up from the Frankenstein sleep again. Because they did that same thing happened in Dallas.
Yep.
And now they, Paul George been averaging 30 the last three or four games. And Kawhi Leonard seemed like he done had some juice or some vitamins.
Yeah. He
bringing it now.
And the owner's at every game. So I don't know if he sent a message like, man, I paid you guys a lot of money. And I'm not getting what I paid for. So we may have to look at moving these pieces at the end of the year because, you know, he spent a lot of money.
Because they just bought the old Forum.
Oh, yeah, they did?
Yeah, Inglewood.
Okay.
So then. I guess the
so they're going to move out of the Staples Center?
Yes.
Okay, then. He wants his own place.
He wants his own place. So they bought Inglewood, so the old, you know,
the old Forum. Coliseum.
Yeah.
The old, LA
so that's
Coliseum.
Right in the hood. That's USC area.
Okay.
So it's right there. And then you got Kawhi Leonard that's coming from San Diego, he's not going to move.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm staying with my family. I'm over here.
Right. He's so a California kid.
I'm going to drive to this destination every day.
Yeah, well, if they don't play well or go deep in the playoffs, man, he might be looking to move those assets.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so, but it's been interesting for the simple reason that over on the other side of the ledger, you know, we thought Milwaukee was dead, right?
Man.
They look terrible. Now they came out, they've gotten it even. So most of these games now is three-game series.
Hey, I'm going to say this. All this battle, all this beef about, and I'm going to say who Kevin Durant remind me of, all this beef of Kevin Durant being the best, one of the greatest of all times, he is the greatest of all time scorer.
Yeah.
Not player. He is not a player. Because if he was a player, he would have stayed in OKC. Because he eventually built a better team because he would have been a great teammate instead of a scorer. So this is the drawback of being a good scorer because now you're about to see, can he distribute, can he rebound, and can he defend at a high level? And he coming off an injury.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Durant can do all things under the sun like the Scottie Pippins, like the LeBrons, like the Kobes. He don't have that in this game.
Can he put that team on his back and carry them to a championship?
Not
LeBron has done that.
Yes, he has.
But without, you know, he don't have
Kyrie.
Kyrie's not there and Harden is not there.
But look, when you look at it, the offense is built on a Harden and Kyrie type of player.
Yeah.
D'Antonio systems, right?
Yeah.
Steve Nash will have to suit up.
He might have to. See, because, you know, it's good when they're all healthy, right?
Yes.
It's good when they are healthy, man. But now, they're not healthy. So, I think it's tonight.
Hey, I'm going to say this.
It'll be interesting.
I know Boston had his years of having bad luck, right? And the Leprechaun helping them be lucky, too.
Right. Yeah, they won some games they didn't deserve to win.
Right. Boston did. So, you got Kyrie Irving, even though he stepped on the Leprechaun with the wrong leg. And they said, oh, he just stumped on the logo.
Uh-huh.
Man, you talking about one of the greatest programs ever.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
So the karma.
About
and then
the Celtics.
Where is pain at? In his lower extremities.
Yeah.
Both of them.
They brought out all the voodoo dolls or whatever.
Yeah, Boston did. Boston like, nope, we got something for you. We know that you got animosity towards us because you weren't successful in Boston.
And, you know, with the quick turnaround, man, there's not a lot of time to get well. You know, every other night you're playing. So they play tonight, right? Game five, pivotal. If they lose game five, right?
It's over.
And
they go back to Milwaukee?
You got to go back to Milwaukee.
Ain't no game seven.
It may not be a game seven. So that is going to be an interesting one. Phoenix, cruise control right now.
Yeah.
Right, cruise control. So they went dispatched Denver. And the other one is, who we got in the other one? Utah. Who did Utah have, man?
They got the Clippers. Utah ain't doing bad.
Yeah.
It's tied up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a toss-up right there. That's going to be a toss-up.
It's going to be a toss-up.
Utah had a better team, better built team, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They one of them teams you watch on TV like, they got five complete guys on the floor. They got the shooter. They got the defender. They got the scorer. They got the rebounder. They got the wing corner shooters. They got the top. They got great defenders. They got a decent coach. Oh, they got a six man. They got a backup center. They got backup wings.
Okay.
They got good point guard. They got what you would, if you were designing a team and you say, this is an ideal team, and then you put a player like Donovan Mitchell. Like, okay, mm-hmm. now I need a Michael Jordan, D. Wade, LeBron type. Add him to Karl Malone and John Stockton. That's what he is.
Right.
He like a upper echelon super athlete with a great average team.
Well, one thing we know for sure, that the winner of the NBA championship is somebody that has not won in at least 10 years. So
yeah.
there will be a new champion in the NBA than what we've seen in the past with the Golden State and the Lakers and the Cleveland. So it's been refreshing. I think the audience, I think the fans really like the idea that, you know, we got some different looks out there right now. The young players.
Especially Phoenix. When you look at Chris Paul, him being 36 – and how he made those 9 field goals in a row in the same spot.
Yeah.
That's
old school.
Man, as a former coach.
Get your and spot.
Former point guard, we was always told, get to your spot on the court.
Get to your spot.
Mr. Dye used to say that. Like, oh, here's a concept. You catch the ball out of the offense, 2 dribble, 3 dribble. You get to that spot. If the defender here, you can make the corner pass. Defender here, you can make the bounce pass to the cutter. If the defender here, you can go on and pull that up or hit your floater. And Chris Paul went 9 straight.
He did.
But he always had that in him. And I think how the NBA was going, they were getting ready to try to diminish the average point guard like Isaiah Thomas's, the John Stockton's, the Terrell Brandon's. They were shrinking that game because it never fit the analytics, Tony. It was like, no. Oh, mid-range. Why you gonna take a mid-range? That's too many dribbles. That's
another step away. It's a 3.
Yeah, like, why would I do that?
That's your spot.
He's showing everybody that analytics does not matter when you a real hooper.
That's right.
Because I look at Devin Booker and I say, oh, this is what David Stern tried to stop when Dwight Howard came over originally.
Oh, yeah.
With Chris, was going to come with Chris Paul and Kobe.
Yep. He put a stop to it. People probably forget about that.
Because Steve Nash came instead, and it was too late for him, but it was going to bring both of them, Chris Paul and Dwight Howard, with Kobe. With Paul Gasol.
They'd have been dynamite, man.
Because then Kobe, all he had to do was score the ball. Because, you know, it. Chris Paul, I'm like, I'll get on the guys for you.
Yeah.
I'll cuss him out. I'll get in there behind. I'm a point guard.
Yeah. Yeah, you see the difference he's made in that basketball team.
Because DeAndre Ayton, he outplayed Jokic.
Yeah.
He outplayed the MVP.
He had a bad series.
And even though AD was hurt, he played on AD level.
Yeah.
He done made a name for himself.
Yeah. Yeah,
Chris Paul, boy, we having these brothers buying him cars, necklaces. They about to buy him Rolls Royces. Here, Chris, here you go.
When I get this new contract, yeah,
here, come, here you go. Here you go, CP3. You just don't know how you've been a blessing to me.
That's right, man. And Booker tell you the same thing, man.
I don't got to run around and do all that. Nope. All I do is come out that screen, Chris serving it up like it's a, what you want? Give me a number 3 with cheese. Here you go.
It is. He'll take that jump or he headed to the hole. He is not afraid to
it's
take it to the
watch,
hole.
It's fun to watch, Tony. It's fun to watch.
I enjoy watching him, man.
Yep. But, you know, that's sports. But then getting to this thing, and it's always had these acronyms and these names, and it's the thing right now in the government and in the politics is G7.
G7.
Where the G's at?
The OGs.
Yeah, these are real OGs. So we got these countries forming this union that the old President Donald Trump tried to break down by putting these tariffs out.
He did. He destroyed the relationships with these other countries from a trade standpoint as well as a political point and just a relationship point, okay? And the people that were there that have spoken talked about the amount of work that they were able to get done, the trust that was there, and overall, the economy is going to benefit from it. You know, of course, the elephants in the room were the Chinese and the Russians, and they had to address that as a group. And that's how you take on those. You know, United States didn't have to take on China, Russia by themselves, and the G7 is that's what it's about.
Remember, I'm old school, so I watched the old movies like The Godfather.
Oh, yeah, so my favorite.
So G7 reminded me of like the movie The Godfather where everybody sitting at the table like, you know who we talking about here.
That's right.
And they looking like, got their fists together and their hands together like, you know who we really talking about.
Yeah.
Russia and China. Then I'm hearing that Biden about to say something to Putin. He about to say something to him.
Yeah, he's supposed to have a meeting. Is it in Brussels?
Yep. About, he about to step to him in front of everybody. In front of the panel.
You know, that's what you do to a bully. You have to confront a bully, right? Past administration cuddled, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, we love him. Man, this dude is a brute, okay? And that's what he does. In his own country, they know what he is. And the only way to address him, you got to call him out. And that's what Putin is. You know, Putin is one of those guys that just like to bully people, like Trump was. Okay, but he does not, and that's really what he wanted to be, was a Putin where he don't have to worry about elections, what have you, because if you run against, in Russia, you run against Putin, you might disappear.
Oh, yeah, you disappear. Places like that, you disappear.
Yeah, you might disappear. So, he was definitely going down that road, though. He tried to. So, it's a really good thing, this G7 meeting, and I think we will definitely see the benefits of it in the coming years just from a tariff standpoint. Like the price of lumber. We buy a lot of lumber out of Canada. 15% tariffs is a lot of money. And what you do is, you hurt the American consumer because they're going to ship them, we're going to buy them. You know, we've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, we've been looking at properties,
buying a deck, you don't build a deck. And, 2 years ago, it cost you $5,000. Now it's $15,000.
Yep, I was looking at a property, and I was like, if I buy this property, like a condo, and looking at the base, they got the carpet and stuff. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
My wife's going to want hardwood floors. Them cabinets going to go. Them kitchen cabinets got to go.
Mm-hmm.
This bathroom got to go. And I'm thinking back in the past, a kit to change a whole condo is like $25,000. I'm like, okay, add that on to the price of the condo, this and that. Now I'm thinking like, hold up, it might be 50 now. I got to wait.
Minimum.
Yeah. So I'm like, minimum. You know how you're looking at blank slates with properties? Right. Like, okay, they got that basic cheap stuff up in there. I know my wife wants this, this, and this. This cost this, it used to, but now it's almost double. So I'm like, I'm wait.
Yeah.
Today, figure this out.
It makes no sense. I mean, if you're in the process at the time of the pandemic of building a home, and then you came out of that, they said the average is probably about $36,000 more.
Yes, I've seen it. I'm telling you, the process I'm in right now, looking at properties and seeing, okay, this one costs this. We can afford this, but then what's the upgrade for me?
Right.
And how I want to make it feel like, okay, I like this. And the upgrade is like, I might as well just buy something for this price then, because this is going to be 50 more to do this property like this.
Absolutely.
Instead of 25 to say, all right, you get a bathroom kit, you get the hardwood floors, you get the kitchen cabinets,
mm-hmm.
You get some light fixtures and painting. So you look at 25, 30, 60.
Yep.
To do the same thing.
That could be a deal breaker.
That's why we wait.
That's a deal breaker, man.
But audience, that's how we looking at finance and talking about money on a global scale.
Yes.
A lot of times people say this, Tony, oh, they don't got nothing to do with me. Yes, it do.
Yes, it do.
If the G7 go through like it's supposed to go with the 15% from each country that's part of this, it's going to help us alleviate the tariffs.
Yep.
Get to the bullies.
Yep.
Make sure they some human rights is happening in their places and their facilities, but also, and you mentioned this off air before we came on, the ransomware.
Oh, gosh. Huge. Huge. The meatpacker company that they shut down just last week, they paid $11 million.
To get the lights cut back on.
Yep. And they just nailed, these are some of the higher levels. But I've also heard about a lot of places. It was a city in California that they had. No, I'll take that back. It was Alabama. Small community in Alabama, they hacked the city's computer system, and when they came in with their demands, it was like the mayor said, man, we don't have that kind of money, and he said like they settled for $8,000, right? They might have been asking for a $500,000.
They settled for $8,000.
He said they got their lights cut back on for $8,000, because the deal was, if we don't do this, we get no money at all. So we're going to take the $8,000 and move on. And a lot of that happens in pockets. The bigger ones, they get nailed for the millions of dollars. And the last one, there was this huge raid that the FBI pulled off a couple of weeks ago, and they recovered almost half of the money that was taken.
I think
from,
it was $4 million.
Yeah. From the pipeline companies, along with millions of dollars in drugs, money, contraband. And the story went like this. They set up this phone, almost like a cryptocurrency phone, where you're off of the grid.
I heard, yes. They got all these old phones.
Yep, and you know, you guys can communicate on this phone system and never have to worry about it being tapped.
It's like a private chat line.
Yeah, by any foreign government. Needless to say, it was the FBI that developed the phone and was able to infiltrate the cartels to tell them to use these phones and you'll never have to worry about getting caught.
So all
and
these
they
conversations.
Bought into it.
Yeah, so they
it was all over the world, man. They was arresting people all over the world.
So just imagine who in some of those conversations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Follow the money. You follow the crooks, man.
I'm pretty sure. You know, they didn't tell us all the names of the players in that. But I thought that was kind of interesting how they used their expertise in telecommunications to beat them at their own game.
Yes. But look, when we living in a world we living in when it's pandemic and it's scams. That's what I had an article today talking about that. Guard against pandemic scams.
They're prevalent, man. They're happening every day.
Every day. And here's some of the categories. Say in good times and bad, scammers are looking for their next mark. And the billions of dollars in government benefits delivered during the pandemic created numerous opportunities for fraud. It's not just for money. The con artists these days, they want the information.
Yeah.
If I don't care about your bank account, what's in your bank account. If I can get your information, I can do one of these things. I can go for A, your unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am filed for unemployment, Tony. I didn't.
Okay.
You didn't?
Well.
But guess what? I got your information.
Yep.
You live in the state of Michigan? I'm going to file a fraudulent claim for your unemployment benefits for that $300 a week extra if I just get the $400.
They do it for the IRS too, tax returns. The same thing. They beat you to the punch. And you go in and submit your tax return. They say, well, wait a minute. We've already submitted them. We've already paid out the refund. And it's like, okay, you have to go through the process of showing them that it was not you, right?
Wow. And then when it comes to unemployment, most of the time, you get a 1099, it's like somebody done chilled the whole year. So then they said, what you should do when government programs and people like the IRS are coming through, it's always good to, A, have a good accountant.
Yep.
That somebody's watching your money for you and watching, doing checkups on your account.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's always good to have an accountant audience. Secondly, if you had never applied for unemployment, somebody did. I filed just to protect my identity.
Okay.
I created, like, you know, you go on the website, create the system. With my job,
profile.
I filed.
You do your profile.
Yep. But I know my business, I was able to draw something, right?
Okay.
But for my job, I wasn't. So I was like, all right, but I'm still going to set up an account. They said, why would you do that? I say, for nobody don't steal my identity because I'm from the hood. I know how this go.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah. So then when I did that, there was some person in Detroit that worked for the UAW, I mean, not the UAW, but the Michigan, the unemployment agencies that they hired as a private contractor, that end up getting like $2.7 million of fraudulent accounts.
You scammed them, man. Yeah.
This person scammed them. And when they show up to their house, they had $500,000 cash, all these exclusive bags, these beautiful cars and vehicles they had, all new furniture in their space. And they were the person putting the claims in for the company.
Right. Having those checks sent to their own bank accounts that they had set up because they had the information.
Man, Tony, that's crazy. So look, the next scam is the stimulus checks. Woo! And how many rounds of stimulus checks happened? Three, right?
Three. Yep.
So we can name a scam for each time. I'll give you one. Somebody, my cousin died. Got a stimulus check.
Okay. Didn't send it back.
Didn't send it back.
Yep.
Go to the check cashing place so somebody can hook me up. I'm cashing them checks.
Yeah.
Or I'm taking somebody's information and applying for a stimulus check.
Oh, the PPP loan.
That's right. PPP loan. That's part of the stimulus. It's a business stimulus, right?
Yeah.
Or we talk about the person dying, right? The death certificate. Having that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And saying, because they was, no, here you go. The person in jail getting a stimulus check. That's how Trump did it.
Yep.
It was people in jail getting stimulus checks that was in prison and in jail.
Right.
That ain't worked in a year.
I heard about that.
So how they get opportunity to get a check? So somebody get those checks. Somebody cashed them. Like, how you cash a check? He in jail. So that happened. So I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, this is something different, right? And then here's another one that you got to look out for, because they also got the monthly benefit for the child care. So baby mama drama or baby daddy drama, baby daddy can say, let me go and get that benefit too and file a fraudulent claim in these kids' name.
Yeah, multiple kids.
Or the baby mama can do it if they're not together. So you know how it is with the taxes.
Yeah, it's like the tax return, man. I want to claim them this year, or, you know, and it's always an issue. And then a lot of times they steal people's kids' identity.
So they give you the money, but they're going to come back on you on the other end. So be careful, audience. Be careful. And then a new one for me was a vaccine passports. As millions of Americans get vaccinated, the next wave of fraud is expected to focus on fake vaccine passport sites as well as counterfeit vaccination records. Now, what's the benefit of that?
Well, they're thinking that at some point in time, even in the TSA, right? When you go to TSA, you take your driver's license, and they may want to say, hey, okay, have you been vaccinated? Then, you know, they give you a card to show that you've been vaccinated, the dates of the vaccine, and they say, okay, cool, you go ahead. So just like they started out saying, well, if you've been vaccinated now, you may be able to go in the stores, what have you, without your mask. And then there are certain venues. I know there's in Chicago, they have they're going to have this big concert, right?
Yes.
And part of the admission is to show your vaccine card in order to get into the venue. Okay.
So they're going to be trying to steal somebody else's as vaccinated.
They're out there already. You can go on the internet. They got them already. You can go out there and pick, and they'll send you a vaccination card with all your information on it.
A fake one.
A fake one.
How you walk around with fake vaccination? Like, that's like walking around with a
fake
gun.
ID.
What's like walking around with a gun and say, all right, Russian roulette.
Yeah.
I'm out here. I'm safe, but I'm really not.
Nope. And there, trust me, there's people that feel so strongly about not getting the vaccine, but yet don't want to, you know, feel that they can't go into certain venues because of it. So they're going to say, nope, I'll buy it. And I'll
so you'll go through falsifying documents, going through a loophole that's illegal, wire fraud, all that to say, I got this card that I ain't go up under the needle or nothing.
Yep.
That's dangerous. That's playing with your life.
Yeah, so they got to make it a criminal act now if you use them.
So here's the one, though. This is going to make you laugh. Don't post a photo of your vaccination card on social media.
I believe
because scammers will use the information to make counterfeit cards look credible. So think about it. When people posting their cards, they real car. I got my vax. I got my vax. Uh-oh. Somebody made a buck or a dollar off of you doing that.
Yeah, I've seen people post them. Not me.
Not me either.
No.
Because that's what I felt, Tony. By posting my vaccine, me being from an underserved community, finding people in the margins, African Americans, it was like I was trying to say, I got mine, you can't get yours.
Right.
And as a way of promoting vaccination, I want to make it as positive as I can. And the reason why I got vaccinated is to keep everybody around me safe. So if I tell people, like, I'm vaccinated, that's good. But I know I got mine so early being a school employee. And I remember one of my friends calling me, and I thank him for that. And he was like, Chauncey, how you get your vaccination? And I felt the tone of him telling me, like, I want to get mine too.
Right.
And we talked about it. He ended up getting it. And I appreciate him calling me and contacting me. But then it was a connotation for me where people were boastful about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like trying to be to make people knowledgeable, like how you got it, the kinds you can get, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, the new ones that's out. And that's how I approached it. I was like, okay, bro, where you at? You know, Meyer's about to be ready to do it. What you think? What you feel constantly? You allergic to anything? He's like, yeah, I got a reaction. I said, you might can get this one. So it was like, it was more of a helping stance for me.
Fact finding.
Yes. Yeah. So then the last fraud that I had today, Tony, the FEMA funeral funds.
Yeah.
Man, so you can get up to $9,000 if your death certificate says COVID.
Yep. To help with your funeral expenses. And I imagine, you know, there's probably quite a few people that have used it, deservingly so. And again, I would imagine there's probably some fraud involved in that as well.
Because when you talk about a death certificate, that's public information.
Yes, it is.
So you can just go get somebody's death certificate that say COVID.
Yep. And get the money. Because, you know, I mean, at one time, you know, there were a lot of individuals, almost John Doe type individuals that were passing away from COVID.
Yeah. Homeless people,
Living on the street. So, like you say, if you get a death certificate and you process it through the right channels, they'll send you the check.
Well, if you know the people that know how to hack the system, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some funeral homes that know the system, right? Because those are the ones that's getting the money.
Yes, sir.
And they want to get as much as that they can get, too.
Man, so that's... So, audience, we know we're going to roll into these scams and get this information because the world is opening back up.
And they're going to be more prevalent.
It's going to be more prevalent because of the rent stuff with the government. Probably be some more stimulus stuff coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of opportunities coming where we got to get back on track. But it's always somebody looking to hit a lick.
Yep.
So, we want to make sure that we prepare our audience, that you're prepared at a local, city, state, and government level.
Protect your identity.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your final success with 103.7 The Beat.